The Horror by Lawrence Kesenick. This poem has an epigraph from a magazine article. Wong has enciphered "It's a Small World After All" in a strand of DNA inside a bacterium resistant to all kinds of inhospitable environments. As if the ride weren't enervating enough, Disney can now inject the song into your veins. When you return to Boston, Mainz, Beijing, it travels with you. Impervious to your desire to forget, it issues from your mouth at odd and inappropriate moments, at a business meeting, or when you are about to make love to your wife. Your dreams are overwhelmed by singing dolls. You shoot them down like tin ducks at a carnival game, but they pop back up, smile-pasted mouths still singing about the shrinking earth, which you are convinced will implode any second, sucking you down into the black hole created when Walt Disney left the real world behind.